Well, he didn't have no money to go to the grist mill to have it grind up, you know, have the corn hit grind up for feed. So he would get out there, and he would get him a box and put so much feed in that box, and then he would get him a hammer, big maul, you know. He would get in there and beat, crush that corn and beans together, you know. That's what we'd feed to the horses, you know, our horses. He'd crush it up. He wasn't able to carry stuff to the grist mill out there and have it grind up, you know. And so eventually, later we done that, you know. We used to go out there and have cornmeal made, you know. We'd have all our cornmeal and grits made, you know. We never did buy any of that stuff. We'd have it made, you know. And so that's what we was raised on, you know. We wasn't raised on this going to the store. You couldn't go to the store. Didn't have nothing to buy. When you go there. Because when I first got married, I was getting 10 cents an hour.
Oh.
That's right. 10 cents an hour. When I got married.
I guess you didn't realize you were underpaid at the time. I guess, was that the going wage?
Yeah.
Most people made?
Yeah. That's right.
What could you buy with 10 cents?
Oh, you could buy a full supply of groceries. I work a week. You take me and my wife, we didn't have no kids during that time. $1.50, you could get a supply of groceries.
You can't buy nothing for a dollar and a half.
During those days, that's what we did. $1.50, we buy groceries. That's right.
You mentioned these beans. Can you grow things like butter beans or string beans, that kind of thing around here?
Now you can. Yeah, you can grow them now. I grow several kind of beans this year, you know, over here. But during those days, it had a pea bean. Well, they still got that bean called a crowder pea. They still got it, you know, because I bought some and I planted some. And it's a little one. And we used to... They pick most of the beans and stuff now green now, you know. But then, back in my days when I was coming up, they didn't pick it green. They let it dry. Then they would pick it, shell it, put it in sacks, and hang it up in the crib. And you didn't eat no green beans. You would eat dry beans all the time, you know. Dry beans. I didn't even know what it was, eating green beans. We'd eat dry beans.
Is that what people around here call them, green beans instead of string beans or snap beans?
Yeah. Well, they got a name for them now, snap beans and butter beans, whole beans, all that, but they didn't have that name for them. They just called them a... dry crowder peas. That's what we had. Black-eyed peas. They still got the black-eyed peas on the market now. But when you plant them, I plant some black-eyed peas this year, but we'd get them when it was green in the hull, you know. But during those, when I was coming up, we didn't even know what it was to pick a green bean, you know. We let that thing dry.